Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim. Klal no involved, and we're continuing Siman Aleph. So the Chayodim is talking about the luchos of Iker and Tafel. The Chayodim now says, he's going to give four conditions which have to be met so that the bracha of the Iker can work for the Tafel. Number one, Aleph, shiadaita olav b'shas bracha oy shiragol b'kach, that the person intends to combine the Tafel to the Iker. Or that's a normal thing that he does, and therefore the bracha on the ikur will cover the tafel as well. But let's say the person does not normally add a tafel, and he had no intention specifically to add the tafel. So later on, when he wants to add the tafel, we say, "What are you doing? That you didn't make a bracha on that? Well, it's a tafel, but since he had no intent that the bracha should cover it, the bracha does not cover it." So let's say, for example, a person. Has a cup of coffee, and he never adds any type of milk to his coffee. So a person made a bracha of the shahakol on the coffee. He had no intention to add milk, and he did not ruggle to add milk. Later on he says, you know what, let's add some milk, let's try it with milk. So he adds the milk. Clearly the milk is a tafel to the coffee. It's the coffee is the ikar and the milk is a tafel, but he didn't make a bracha on the milk, because he never did that before, and he had no intention to do that, so that the milk would require a bracha. The person should say the bracha on the milk before he adds it into the coffee, and then he can enjoy the milk together with the coffee. Number two, Beis shoichol atofel bois emaimid lafuke imholach bintayim l'cheder acher. They have to be eaten together, so don't have to be eaten together. Actually, together, the Chayyadim already said you could have the Iker first and the Tafel second, but there has to be a way to look at it as it's one unit of Achila. But if a person would interrupt the Achila of the Iker and the Tafel by leaving where he is and coming back later on, so even if it's into another room in the house, the Chayyadim says, where that would not normally generate a requirement to a new Bracha Rishona, as opposed to going outside and coming back, let's say for argument's sake. But even so, when a case of Iker and Tafel, if it wasn't consumed within the same maimed of eating, the same this unit of Achila together, we look at it as two separate Achilas, and the bracha of the Iker will not work on the Tafel. Gimel, Shen Kamenosa Klal Achilas Tafel, V'ra'ochle Ela B'Shila Iker. So the Chayyadim adds a point which you're going to need to clarify. If there's a scenario that the tafel I have in mind for the achilah of the tafel is being significant to myself, not just that it's there to enhance the ikur, so that it requires a bracha. Now that's true in regards to the first type of ikur and tafel, of when it's a tafel because it's there to enhance. Regards to a situation of taruvis, that would not necessarily be so. A person has a fruit cocktail, and it's small pieces, so it's eaten really as a unit together, and there's small pieces, and there's apples in there, and there's pineapples in there, and there's some peaches in there, and there's some melon in there. So what bracha do you make? So you say you follow the majority. Majority is ha'etz, you make a bracha ha'etz. We're not arguing that the eating of the melon is there just to enhance the eating of the apple, but since it's eaten as a unit, you have to make one bracha on it. But in the first scenario, the Chayyadim talks about the idea of enhancer, it has to be it's only for the purpose of enhancing. So this limitation really applies to the first type of tafel. And dalat sha'echel ha'ikr tchila. If you eat the tafel before the ikr, you can't say the bracha on the ikr, which you can say afterwards covers the tafel. Meanwhile, you're eating a food without a bracha. So you have to make a bracha on the tafel in that situation. The Chayyadim is now going to give an example. Well, Chayin, for example, im cholash liboy, person is hungry, v'ochel dag meliach, oitznoin ubotzel, person eats some salted fish, some herring, let's say, utznon, or a radish, or butzel, or an onion. Mekelavatul tamar charifis, echol gamaat pas, or dabaracher. And then, in order to, he finds that that there's a sharpness to this salty fish, or to the radish, or to the onion. So he has a little bit of bread afterwards to sort of soften the blow of the sharpness. The person takes a shot of whiskey, and he finds it like burning a little bit. So he eats a little bit of bread just to sort of swallow it down to calm his throat. So even though we're dealing with bread, the bracha on the ikur will cover the bread as well, because the bread is clearly eaten. It's eaten afterwards. It's eaten just for the purpose of enhancing, to help the chila of the first item. So it's not for its own purpose as well. It was in one ma'amid, and he didn't go somewhere else. And this is a normal thing that people do. So that's called ragol b'kach, and therefore the bracha on the ikur would cover the tafel as well. But he's going to say that the bedavka shoyu bedaita al zeh b'shasa bracha. I feel it shoyu bedaita b'firish rak shoragol b'kach v'echol ikur tchila. So like we pointed out, it has to either that's something which he intended to do, or this is a common thing for him to do. So therefore, the bracha on the ikur can work on the tafel. And we will clarify some more points about this b'shasa Hashem in the upcoming shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.